It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Well, it is about that time when you start looking at the camping equipment in the basement or the garage, and it starts to look pretty good to you. We thought it was about time that we got in touch with Erica Rivers. She's the director of the Minnesota State Parks and Trails, and find out what new and exciting things folks have to look forward to with our Minnesota State Parks this year. And just to save you a little bit of time, Miniopa is down by Mankato, and there's a new bison there. Hi, Erica. Good morning. Tell us more.
Good morning. It's great to be on this morning. We've got a lot of great things happening in Minnesota State Parks and Trails, and you're right. I think a lot of people are starting to think about making those camping reservations, and they're tuning up their bicycles to get out on the Minnesota State trails right now. And there's a lot of great things happening. You mentioned the bison down at Miniopa State Park. That's right down by Mankato. We have a new yearling bull that came into that herd. He was brought to us from out west, and he's acclimating with 12 other bison down there at Miniopa. So that's a pretty fun new thing to go see at Minnesota State Parks.
We need to get more, I don't know, more bison herds, you know, with the western things. And if there was only a way to get, you know, more moose in the state parks up here, up north, that sort of thing. And I don't know, maybe more wolves. Just a thought. Just a thought.
You can see some incredible things in Minnesota State Parks and along our great state trails.
Well, you can. There are a couple of new campgrounds. Lake Vermilion is one, and you're not really camping underground at the Sudan Mine.
No.
Good.
No.
Just checking.
This is such a cool park. You know, this is Minnesota's newest state park in our system, and it's Lake Vermilion Sudan Underground Mine. Of course, the underground mine has been there since the 1960s and 70s, and you're able to go actually tour down in the abandoned mine there. But with the acquisition of Vermilion side of that park 5 years, 6 years ago, we now have a brand new campground that's opening up there sometime this summer. And so we're very excited about that. It's, you know, right along the shores of Lake Vermilion.
Oh, it's so beautiful up there.
Yes, it's just gorgeous. And then we did a total rehab of the Whitewater State Park campground down in the southern part of the state, and move that campground out of the floodplain. So that will be reopening here or opening this sometime this summer as well. So a couple of really great new camping experiences within the park system.
When I was a sixth grader in Rochester, we all got to go camping at Whitewater
awesome.
At some point that year. And it was a fantastic place to camp. One of my favorite state parks, though, is in Pelican Rapids. It's near Pelican Rapids, which you take I-94 and you go past Alexandria and past Fergus Falls, and right up in there, there's an exit off to Pelican Rapids. Maplewood State Park is the most exquisite park in the fall, but you're inviting people to learn how to make maple syrup this spring.
Yes, this is a really neat partnership we had with the great friends group of Maplewood State Park. We have built a new maple sugar shack there with the tremendous support of this friends group who raised all the money for it and helped, you know, helped actually build this thing from the ground up. And, all across the state of Minnesota right now, we have these maple sugar clinics that are going on. People can drop in and watch to see how syrup is, or the sap is collected and how it is boiled down into make maple syrup. And you're right, Maplewood is a gorgeous state park out there on the western side of the state. Beautiful rolling hills, combination of maple trees as well as the prairie, and it's just a really beautiful park that not a lot of people know about.
No, that's kind of one of my favorite places in the state because it has a little bit of everything. It's got
the lakes
and the pines and the rolling hills and the maples, and it's just, well, and now, of course, it's got sugar. I don't know what you could possibly... Yeah,
right.
Well, we need a park with chocolate, but that's another story. The parks are asking the legislature for some additional funding. Now, you as KUMD, for example, get legacy money, but you're asking for some general fund appropriations to do some stuff. Talk about that just a little bit.
Sure. You know, and this is one of those things that we're always struggling to tell the story well about. You know, several years ago, back in 2009, Minnesotans passed this Clean Water Land and Legacy Amendment, and the intention of those funds statutorily and by the Constitution are that they are not to replace or supplant existing funding sources for Minnesota's state parks or our regional parks. And so so we don't typically use those legacy funds for general operations and maintenance. And that's the thing, you know, keeping the gates open, keeping the roads and the trails plowed and maintained, and those sorts of things, keeping the bathrooms clean. So we don't use those legacy funds for those basic operational needs, but we do have increases that are happening across our system that require additional funding. So we have made a general fund request. Minnesota has a really long and proud tradition. We are one of the oldest and largest state park systems within the country, and we have a proud tradition of both publicly funding our state parks and trails as well as seeking, you know, pretty modest fee increases for people who use the park system, park and trail systems, to help pay for these amenities as well. So we're asking for a combination this year in the legislature of a general fund increase to meet the increased cost of doing business, as well as asking for really modest fee increases for five different funds that we manage here in state parks and trails. And those funds are state park entrance fees, our snowmobile fees, ATV account, boat account, as well as cross-country skiing. So those five different fees we're seeking pretty modest increases, you know, between $1 daily and, you know, generally $5 annually in many of those different accounts. So those just help support our great, you know, world-class outdoor recreation system here in the state of Minnesota. And in general, when we talk to people who use the system, they're pretty willing to pay a little extra fee, as well as, you know, very supportive of the idea of additional general fund as well.
Erica, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's going to be a marvelous camping season, and I really need to cut this short. I have to go online and make some reservations. So.
Please do.
Erica, thanks so much for joining us. It was great to talk with you.
You're welcome.
Erica Rivers is the director of Minnesota State Parks and Trails, and she joined us this morning as our guest on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. And by Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.